Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, I'm wearing my banker tie today, Key.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on with you today?
Speak into the mic.
I am speaking into the mic.
So smartly dressed this morning.
Fix your IFB. Is your IFB working?
Jay is wearing a French collar and a Windsor knot tie.
Yes.
Is that what it's called, a French collar?
French collar is the kind of spread. You know,
who
like spread
that?
Straight
who made
out.
That up?
Where's the Puerto Rican collar?
I don't know what that's supposed to look like.
That's what I'm saying, Max. Why does it got to be a French collar?
Because the name of a collar that goes straight out is called a French collar.
But
why?
Who made that, though? I suppose the French.
What's if you have to ask me, if you ask me, I would guess the French.
What's a Nigerian collar look like?
I don't know.
Be careful.
I don't know. That's what it's called, a French collar. It's the name of it.
How you doing, though, Jay? You got first take today? First take?
You know
there it is. He just didn't feel like changing.
Yeah.
No, that's not that. You know, Jay, he not going to go on there like me.
I've gone on there a couple of times. Yeah, I'll be buttoned up. Yeah, Max is wearing a short sleeve, you know, it's because I got the heat on.
Can't do it anymore, Key. Jay goes behind my back, sneaks
day.
It with people in the studio. I'm sitting here in a sauna.
Every day.
I know, Max,
I turn
but
the heat
short
up to
sleeve,
73.
Why?
Because it ain't, you don't.
It's tan, though. I mean, the first thing I looked at was, you know, Max is wearing a short sleeve shirt. So I look at, you know, the gap between the elbow and the shoulder.
Is it rolled up?
Yeah, there you go. It's nice.
No, it's just
it's not
a polo
pale.
Shirt.
It's tanned.
It's a polo shirt.
No, I thought his sleeve looked rolled up to me. I thought he had a cigarette pack in the sleeve.
No, the cigarette pack would be right here in the little pocket.
No,
right
he knows the what was his name? Max?
I'll tell you, the roll up the sleeves.
You
know
the guy, he was the mechanic on Laverne and Shirley, I think it was.
Yeah.
Who I'm talking about.
Not Ziggy or something like that?
Squiggy?
Something like that.
Squiggy or something like that? With the rolled up pack of cigarettes
and the cigarette in the ear right up top, too.
Oh, God.
You know who had the rolled up sleeves last night? Draymond Green.
That's not good, Max.
No.
I
thought it was pretty good. He rolled up his sleeves last night.
You should say the Warriors rolled up their sleeves and got at the Lakers.
Well, but Draymond set the tone, did he not?
He set the tone. He set the tone on his podcast 2 days ago.
Can we talk about that before we get into the game? Can we just talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Do you guys have an issue with Draymond after games going on the podcast and the relationship with LeBron James and how that whole thing feels?
No.
Not if he plays like he played last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If he didn't play like he played, they have a relationship. They have a friendship. They have a personal relationship.
But you know how it is, Key. We go back and look based on the performance. We decide whether we like it.
But I don't have a. But let me have a. Okay. I don't have a problem with it.
Let me recalibrate the question, Key.
Sure. Go right ahead.
If you were Steph, would you have a problem with the buddy-buddy relationship between LeBron and
I would.
And how the podcast works out sometimes?
I would.
If you were Steph.
If I was Steph.
I probably wouldn't.
Would.
Because I know Steph knows the relationship, so he ain't getting in somebody else's business, Jay. Like, I know what that is, so why would I bother getting into the relationship and the business with somebody else? When you come with your lunch pail. That's all I care about. Just
True.
Bring your lunch pail.
I would be aware of it. Like, I'd be watching out of the corner of my eye and how he acted. Because there was a game this year though where. LeBron, they were playing against the Lakers, and Dre was on the bench. You know what I'm talking about. When he ran out on the court, I'm like, come on, Dre. We're competing right now.
But that just goes to show you, that's like, who do we have on the show yesterday? And we were talking about the respect level of LeBron or whatever. And we were talking about how, who do we have on that played with LeBron yesterday or the day before? Somebody who played with him. Yeah, Danny Green.
Danny Green,
And he was talking about how people, you know, the respect. He's LeBron. So even though you're a superstar with four, even though you're an all-star and a defensive player and all this, and you got four rings and you're a champion, you still kind of, that's like a little boy kid mentality, right? I mean, it's like, wow, that's LeBron James. I'm rolling with him. People get caught up in that. Jay, they get caught up.
I understand. But look, if your stat line is 20, 10, and 4 and a win, straight. But if your stat line is 8 and 7 in a loss, you know, or if your stat line is 2-2-4 in a loss, like then that those things become bigger stories. You know what I mean? Regardless of whether I mean it is what it is.
I have a question for you along those lines. It seems to me like stuff has been off with the Warriors all year, right? Maybe like the easy read is Jordan Poole gets the bag, Draymond doesn't, their feelings, whatever. I'm sure other stuff going on. He punches Jordan Poole, they leaked the video, all these things all year. It feels to me like last night when you said recalibration, and it started even before you said like when Steph went down and sat down and talked to Jordan Poole and then went over and dapped up Draymond. Like the original nucleus was sort of interfered with of the championship dynasty, right? And now it got brought back to things are more normal now. It's like somehow Draymond was on the outside looking in and Jordan Poole's on the inside looking out and stuff wasn't quite right. Mm. And now it reversed and it feels more like it's supposed to, I guess, in some way.
Max, let me end it real quick before you start talking about the game. They were at home. Simple. The crowd was behind them. They
no
were
doubt.
At home.
No doubt. But Dray, but Dray
they
wound up
getting ready to get eliminated.
No, 100%.
They were going to get eliminated.
100%. Because Jordan Poole actually hit a big shot. But Draymond with 20. You know, it felt different.
You think Draymond's all the way back in the core, considering he still doesn't have a contract? Look, I mean, I hear what it looks like, but is that the reality of what we're going to see next year?
No. More like
I hear what you're talking
about. Like the Chicago Bulls' last dance, how they were so mad that they didn't get a chance to defend their title, and they wanted that shot. Almost like Draymond, like the Warriors were being a little too slick with it, trying to look to the future before realizing what was still there, and now anyway, last night it felt that way to me.
I mean, that's why everybody is on notice, though. That's why Bob Myers doesn't have an extension, right? Even though he's won 4 world championships. This is why Draymond doesn't have an extension. So there's still a lot of questions to be had. Look, last night to me felt like a sense of urgency. We talked about them getting out in transition. Like, that was one of the biggest points of last night's game. 28 points in transition. 28-15. So you saw off made and missed shots. Draymond pushing that thing down the court. You saw a physicality on defense, whether that's Wiggins pressuring LeBron James, getting into his legs, fatigue setting in, right? LeBron playing 30-plus minutes again. You saw Draymond pushing AD off the block. I do have a question, though, Key. It was more so about your Lake show. First half, it was a tight game. We talk about adjustments. I don't know why Darvin Ham doesn't do more to put AD in positions to score on the block in the second half late. And I get there's a tendency for AD, when he's met with physicality, to float around the perimeter before he got into the wheelchair, which we'll discuss afterwards.
You stole the word right out of my mouth. Before I was going to say, being pushed on the block, he tries to get down there, but then – for whatever reason, it's the moment that he's touched, he feels, oh, God. He feels like he's got to remove himself from the block because it's too rough in the paint. That's what I feel like.
Shaq could not hold it together.
Shaq couldn't hold it together. I just had to say this. I preface this by saying, Key, I want him to be okay. He didn't get hit with the elbow, though. He got hit between the elbow and the wrist.
Man, that hurts though, Jay.
It didn't look like he got hit very hard.
I know.
I've been hit. Shaq has knocked my ass out. I've been hit hard before.
It hurts though, man. When somebody is hitting you and you're not prepared for it, you don't have a helmet on or nothing like that. It comes down an elbow, you know. And in the wheelchair thing, Jay, you know, when you're big like that and it's hard to carry you off, you're a little dizzy. You need some assistance sometimes, and you know, it was almost like the Paul Pierce moment.
I can't listen to you right now. I don't know who you are.
Why?
You don't even believe yourself. You saying that with a straight lie.
I'm saying.
You're straight lying. Look at your smile.
Because you're calling me a liar, so I'm smiling because I'm not lying. I'm saying he was probably dizzy and didn't feel good.
Yeah, I hope he's okay.
Of course.
I really hope he's. I hope he's okay.
Naturally.
Naturally, for sure.
But the fact that the feeling is that he's fine, right?
No,
when you saw something like that, you'd be very surprised if he wasn't fine.
He'll be on the court for us tomorrow.
Did you see what Shaq was doing with the paper?
I know, but I can't. I'm not.
Shaq could not hold it together. He couldn't believe it.
Chuck is so stupid. They're all, I can't with them.
I mean,
because everybody was thinking the same thing.
Of course,
everybody key,
but especially someone like Shaq, who made a living down there.
Well, the thing is,
getting piled on and hit by everybody.
The thing is, though, you're sitting there saying, "All right, Like, the Lakers cannot win without Anthony Davis. So that leads into the question, Key.
He'll be back.
Like, okay. Well, like, the wheelchair thing, is that concerning or was that just extra?
I don't think it was concerning. I think in these situations, you got to protect the player because, again, it's a big dude. So
Dr. Johnson, give me your thorough analysis, Dr. Johnson.
Stop. I just think that being
you're
a large
the team
dude,
doctor.
Well, being a large dude like that, we certainly had to there protect him because he wasn't feeling great.
Yeah.
And we felt like with our medical staff that the best thing was to do was to get a wheelchair or a gurney, and we felt like the wheelchair was probably within reason.
Dr. Johnson, question. So there were options. There was a wheelchair and there was a gurney as well?
There's always both.
Yep. For the team or specifically with Mr. Davis?
Well, it's with Mr. Davis. Will you stop? What?
By the way, he was able to walk out under his own power.
Yeah, after he settled down. It settled down.
After he settled down.
So they said that's
after
when
he settled down. And we got to – it has to – you have to know that.
Salts. Why are we showing video of him walking in? That's pregame.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's pregame right there.
Oh, okay.
Look, you can get your bell rung with a shot that doesn't look like a big shot, but that really didn't look like a big shot. That's why there's the reaction today.
Oh, that's postgame? Okay, postgame.
The reason the TNT guys and the reason we're reacting is because – and others will also. You never know. Sometimes you can get hit with a shot that doesn't look tremendous and get hurt. But come on, guys. That did not look like a big shot.
Max
want to
make sure it doesn't fall solely on us.
Exactly.
Yes,
right.
TNT guys, us and other people as well.
Look there. Look over there.
The shades is from the boxing world. The shades, is that due to the bright lights?
Cover, you know, swollen or black
eyes.
Is that the bright lights and the shine?
Yeah, that's the bright lights and the concussions.
No, usually you wear that so people can't see your eyes all jacked up.
Oh. That too, probably. But yeah, you do the darkness. If he was concussed,
was that the darkness retreat or
retreat?
Retweet? Did I say retweet? The darkness retweet or retreat?
There.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, we'll get back to the game because we messed around and didn't really dive into it too deep. We got sidetracked with Anthony.
No, we didn't get sidetracked. This is one of the biggest takeaways from the game. This is your star player, a guy who the Lakers can't win without, going into a pivotal game 6 on Friday night at home in L.A., which is really a game 7, let's be honest.
I don't know
man.
What it is, Jay.
This is a game 7 for y'all, Key. Because y'all don't close this one out. It's
all right,
going to favor Golden State.
Coming up, how do we think Anthony Davis responds to this? And did Steve Kerr's words after game 4 have an effect about the officials, have an effect on game 5? KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You get to work and you want to keep listening. It's okay. Hey. You get out the car.
Hey.
Put us on
the
app. You can download the podcast. You can see us on ESPN,
Ooh.
Too.
Hey.
So,
hey.
Our very own Alan Yates is very upset because he missed, as usual, missed a parlay by like one stupid thing.
It's called a leg.
Yeah, and no, I'm saying right by one leg of the parlay. It's always close. It's like if this guy would have had one more three. So I guess the over-under on AD was, what, 25, Yates?
Well.
Well.
It was, what did it say, closed at like 24 or something?
Oh. 24, he ended up on 23.
He ended up with 23.
And clearly he knew you bet on it
and
decided
to go in the game.
There's too much time left. It was no way for him not to score, so he got out of the game.
I feel like you know the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials where they're like, oh, we need the game to extend?
Yeah.
I'm tweeting Buffalo Wild Wings. Something has to happen, yo.
So my prediction is what I would suggest in game six, I think you take the over on AD. I think AD's about to go off.
That's the thing. His over at 25 was plus money. Yeah. It's an extra bucket if your line's at 23.5, 24.5.
He's starting to
Aren't
talk
you worried? Because that's an even number of games. Remember, he drops buckets in odd numbers.
Yeah, he erased that, though.
I bet opposite
that
of the narrative, and we were tracking until.
Remember, he erased it the last game at home.
Like, yeah. Because he finally had back-to-back decent games?
He reset
that
it.
That erases the narrative?
He reset it. Now it flips to even games.
Now it flips to even games, yeah. That's what you're
saying. Yeah, you don't think he reset it?
No.
And he didn't have a horrible game last night.
I didn't say he did.
No, I know. I'm just saying he didn't have a horrible game, so they just happened to lose, and they was playing the Warriors at home, and he didn't finish the game.
But I could see him dominating in game six.
I just think game six needs to be bully ball all day long, in the trenches, like in the blocks. Like LeBron James, AD, punishing him with points in the paint like they typically have done in their major wins. And defensively, last night they didn't play with a sense of urgency. There was one possession where LeBron had one closeout. I think it was on Wiggins, and he was like, nah. And it was like they got a rebound, and it was pulled. He was like, nah. You could just tell, like, there wasn't that same.
And Wiggins played well.
But this is what the Lakers have done before, Key. Like, we've seen this before. We saw that in game five against Memphis, and they come back in game six at home. Close it out.
Do you think that
you think about and you think about it's on the road. The role players didn't play great. It was a lot of turnovers in the game. I mean, you know, it just guys off the bench didn't play well at all. They really didn't. Schroeder had some points, but for the most part, they were turnover machines.
Do you think that Steve Kerr, and this is common with, you know, great head coaches, especially if you know you're heading home, and your back is against the wall, you're going to start making comments about the refs if you feel like you can get some advantage that way. He mentioned the refs after game four, and the Lakers finished with only 15 free throw attempts in game five. That's their second fewest in any game all season. What do you think, Jay? Do you think there was any correlation there between Steve Kerr calling out the refs?
No, I think there was a lack of aggression by the Lakers. That's what I was saying before. There's a tendency for them at times to shoot a lot of jumpers instead of like. And look, it's also fatiguing. It's exhausting to try to punish somebody in the paint off drives all the time. Like, that takes a lot out of your. So we talk about LeBron James conserving energy for some bigger games, right? Because you understand what you need to do down the stretch. For AD, settling, becoming more content for those like mid-range jump shots to find his flow. That's why I think. In game six, they go back to what they do, which is throwing the ball down low, LeBron James backing people down, not just becoming content settling for deep threes.
Like, it's different. He started off hitting those deep threes early, so I think he got
– just settled. Yeah, right into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he started feeling like, I can do this.
But also, Key, like, you know, you start making that, and then if you start thinking attack, man, that takes a lot of wind out of your sail when you start – putting the ball, and especially when the pace of the game we talk about, right, the cumulative effect, the pace of the game, because after makes and misses, Draymond was getting the ball and pushing it right down by the court. So think about a drive and a rip through, getting to the rim, all of a sudden you turn around, you're trying to sprint. And that's where, look, for as good as the Lakers are in their half-court defense, they're one of the worst teams in transition defense, mostly due to the fact that AD jogs down the court. So for every time that LeBron would rip through and get the ball to the paint, he's then having to sprint to get back down because they're pushing the ball right down their throat again. So it creates those type of possessions.
So, Key, look, simply put, once the Lakers went up 3-1, I would say it was fairly predictable that Golden State would defend home court, proud champions, right? You know, win or go home, and they send it back to L.A., I think most people would have said after game four, this feels like a six-game series. Lakers close it out at home. How are you feeling about it right now as a Lakers fan?
Same thing you just said. The other day when we talked about it after the Lakers beat them on Saturday. Was it Saturday they beat? No, yeah, Saturday. Monday. we said, okay, this is looking like it's going back to Golden State, and Golden State's going to come with the crowd and everything, and we're going to have to bring it back for game six on Friday night. That's just, you know what it's going to be. Now here's what I would say. If they lose tomorrow night, they might as well start getting ready for the summer. If they lose on Saturday night, there's not a chance in hell that I think that the Warriors are going to lose game seven at home. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it.
I mean, I've seen that before, though, is the only thing.
So, Key,
but you've seen it before, Max. Don't go against 2016 LeBron. And all that. Don't do that. Don't go on back. Don't do that, happened. Max. We're not going to have that conversation.
We're going back 7 years?
Nevertheless, I saw –
we're not going to have that conversation.
I saw this nucleus, this core, lose a game seven at home to a LeBron James-led team.
Yeah, LeBron James is 50 now.
Well, that's true.
Come on, man.
But if he's 50, Steph's 45. You know, he's not that much older.
Look, I don't think you're going to see the Lakers switch as much. You saw AD. They switched a ton throughout the course of the game where typically they've been switching more towards the fourth quarter, into the fourth quarter on those matchups with Steph. AD was on Steph a lot more individually. When you do that, you drag AD away from the basket, which allows guys like Draymond Green and Wiggins – and these guys to have, like, when Wiggins had 25, Draymond had 20. I mean, GP the second had 13 because they were able to get shots at the rim, right? So I don't think you'll see a lot of that in game
until
six.
Until the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter. Right. But I'm going to say this. Game six is built for Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. He has been the best player offensively on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I'm still wondering, is game six Clay a thing?
If because it is, they can force a game
seven. We keep talking about AD being volatile. I mean, Clay last night, once again, 3 of 12 from the field. Multiple games in a row, man, where you're wondering where the hell Clay is.
All right. His shots just they were not falling. I
hear you, Keith.
It wasn't like he was missing the rim badly. They just wouldn't –
and weren't falling.
They just wouldn't go in.
Game six in L.A., where your dad played, you've been calling for this moment. Well, he's been asking for this moment. Real talk, though. He's been asking for this type of moment in L.A.,
So, meantime, game six, obviously critical in this series. But which team in their series, who's up in their series,
why are you reading like
needs
that?
To win game six more?
Why'd you go and take the hosting voice?
Because it's a very specifically phrased question, Jay.
Okay.
Which team up in their series needs to win game six more?
It's not how he talks normally.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Presented by Progressive Insurance. It's 0 to the max. Confidence in teams down 3-2 to win a game 6. Nuno.
Hold morning,
on,
guys.
Man. Give me the song on the West Side Highway, The Windows Down, man.
Morning, guys. How are we doing this beautiful morning?
We're doing good.
It was a beautiful morning.
We're good?
Yeah,
all right. I don't know if you guys saw it. There was another game 5 yesterday.
You feeling good? You feeling good today?
Listen, all I know is my alleged star, you know, he got popped in the eye, couldn't see, came out, and still, like, finished the game strong.
Did you say alleged?
Yes, I said alleged star.
He ain't covered alleged star. And Jimmy Butler definitely looked like there was something up with, like he's being affected at this point by the ankle.
Jimmy was just chilling.
First game. In this playoff series, or in the playoffs in general, he's been held under 25 points, man. I see
that
Knicks working.
He needs a little rest.
Yeah, I'm aware, Jay.
Yeah. I'm sure you
thanks
are.
Thanks for the 920, Jimmy. Let's get healthy.
You figured that was a sure bet with Jimmy Butler.
What? First bet I placed. It was a lock, they say.
Yo, I mean, no, just off the top, though, respect to your true superstar, the guy who wasn't an all-star, who should have been an all-star, though, the one who played 38 minutes last night, and just had, I mean – I haven't, not even 38. 48.
What am I talking
about?
I had
38. What am I talking about? Every minute of the damn game.
I mean, you saw why they didn't trade Quentin Grimes. But, like, let's get to the zero to the max. So, confidence in the team down 3-2 to win game six. So, Max, we'll start with Key since I know you hate the Nuggets. Confidence in the Suns winning game six tonight. 0-50 or to the max?
50. I'm 50. I feel like the Nuggets probably going to win this based on what I just saw in Denver. Although, you know, they've lost two in Phoenix, but that doesn't mean that they're going to lose this. So I'm hedging my bet. I'm going to go 50.
Yo, I'm going to say to the max, man. I think Denver's about to close this out on the road. Look, the two times Denver has beaten up on Phoenix two times at home. Both games in Phoenix have been close. And I'm off the whole Ayton kick, man. Jokic on a different level. Now, I know KD and D-Book can be prolific. They don't have to be prolific tonight, but I think Denver's going to close them out.
So you say almost. So therefore, you're zero that they can win the do or die. That the
Suns, Phoenix can – oh, zero, yes. Yeah,
you're at zero. I'm also at 50. There, if you're at home and you got KD and Booker, I can't say it's zero, so I'll go 50.
All right, let's slide to Friday. One of the Friday games, Knicks Heat. Confidence in the Knicks winning in Miami to force a game seven. 0-50 or to the max. And I'll start with you, Max.
You know, I left them for dead, but I can't go zero because Butler doesn't look right to me. And if Butler can't do his thing, Miami's in real trouble. I think the Heat close out the Knicks here, but I'm going to go 50 because I think Butler needs to rest up that ankle, and he's not going to get to, so 50.
Pass that rock over here, Max. I'm going to swing it right back to Nuno. Nuno, your own squad, 0-50 to the max.
Zero. Zero. Because Miami regressed to the means, I think, with their three-point shooting, but those are the shots that they've been making, and I expect them to make at home. I also expect maybe the whistle to go a little slightly different. And the Knicks aren't getting anything from, like, Josh Hart. So I think it's a zero.
I'll say zero, too, man. I just – look, Jalen Brunson's been the one. I had a mistake before. Played in all 48 minutes, him and Quentin Grimes. He had 38 last night. And he was one of the main key cogs and the reason why they won. He just has the heart of a champion. He's like a lion on this team. I just – man, that game going back down to South Beach, be careful about the weather. You know, sometimes that weather can get you down there. It can make you exhausted.
What?
I'm going to go with Miami winning, closing it out.
Yeah, I'm going to say zero. When you look at it, these home teams, when they lose on the road, they come back home and they win. That's just simple. Simple as all outdoors. And they'll hit their threes. That place will be jumping and rocking. It won't be quite like Staples Center, but it'll be rocking.
I'm worried about Butler a little bit. Anyway.
All right.
And I know it's not called Staples anymore, but I'm still calling it Staples. So don't need you trying to correct me, Max.
So in a game you'll be able to hear tonight on ESPN Radio, the Celtics are down 3-2 and going into Philly. You're 0-50 or to the max confidence in the Celtics winning and forcing a game seven.
Who are we going to?
Jay. There we go.
I'm going to need you to phrase the question again.
All right. Confidence in the Celtics.
Let's try it again, Nuno. Right, let's tighten up here.
Let's try this again. Confidence in the Celtics winning tonight and forcing a game seven. Jay, 0-50 or to the max?
I'm going to go 50. They better. I'm going to go 50 just because I think Joel Embiid is trending towards just being a monster again. He was a monster in their last game. And do Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics have the ability to make the adjustments? Yeah, I saw them do it late. Will they do it consistently? I honestly don't know. I don't know who the Celtics are. I feel like I know what their ceiling is, but I'm not sure in their ability to be consistent with their effort on the defensive end. So I'll go 50.
I'm going to go zero. I think that, again, home teams, when they come back home after a loss, they usually get that W. And I feel like they want to close this thing out and not mess around and go back to Boston. Because if they lose and they go back to Boston, Jay, it's a wrap. They're not going to beat Boston in game seven at home.
Mm.
I hate to do it again. This game really needs a 25 and a 75. But if I'm forced to do something, I got to go 50. I don't think it's a zero. I think they have chances. I would favor the Sixers. But the Sixers, you know, have had superhuman performances basically in all their wins. And so it's hard to bank on that every time. I think they probably win at home, but the Celtics have chances.
Well, this game's going to be live.
All right, and last game, and Key, I'll start with you so there's no confusion here. confidence in the Warriors beating your Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night to force a game 7. 0-50 or to the max?
50. It could be to the max because they could force it without a doubt. But I'll say 50. I think it's important. The Lakers, it's important to LeBron. It's going to be important to AD because people in L.A. is – probably up in arms right now about him and his, you know, injury that he needed a wheelchair for. But yeah, I would say it's 50. We'll just say it's 50. It's simple.
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm a horrible person. I hope he's okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yo, I'll say 52. And here's what I will say about when everything's on the line, when you conserve your energy to a degree, for game 6 at home, you're all in. It's like being in a poker game with your boys. You're putting all your chips in the middle of that table. You're waiting for that river card. That river card don't come through. Oh, yeah. You might have one chip left to play with going back on the road, and that's where it gets tough because you exerted all your energy to try to get that one at home. Yeah, the Warriors could be live, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be sitting on the fence throughout this entire game.
It's been 50
because I can't.
Forever.
Yeah, I can't go zero on the Warriors. I saw LeBron do it to Steph. Here's Steph's chance to get him back. Go
what
come back
that?
Down 3-1. I like the Lakers in this game, but I can't pretend that the Warriors don't have chances. So I got to go 50.
Did you go 50 on every single
50,
one?
50 every single one. Right, waffled right on the fence. I feel like you or Key.
No, you don't feel like me because I don't waffle.
Yeah, that's – oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I keep it straight where it is, buddy.
Mm-hmm. What do you got,
no,
six?
You will sit no, you right don't. On
yes,
that fence.
No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't.
You will sit right on that fence.
We're not about to spend 2 hours talking about yes, I do and no, I don't. We did that yesterday.
The NBA
moving
playoffs
on. We're going to move on to the next thing.
Are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Sixers host the Celtics. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio
stations.
Who
you got winning tonight, Max?
Game 5. And on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Game 5, Celtics 76ers.
I think the Sixers close
Sixers
them out.
Close it out?
I think the Sixers close them
Denver
out.
Denver close it out? Ooh.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, which home team up 3-2 needs to win Game 6 more? KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Which home team up 3-2 needs to win Game 6 more? 888-SAY-ESPN, 7263. What did I just say? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888, I can't even remember what the hell it is.
Can we run it back? I mean, Yates, do we have it? Do you know what you just said?
I can't remember what SAY-ESPN is in numbers, Jay. I have not slept a lot this week.
You're just reading it directly from the screen.
No, it's not on the screen. I said 888-SAY-ESPN, but
729-3776.
729-3776.
729-37.
By the way, I've done so many like shows in my life. Sometimes I'll give you the number to a show I did 5 years ago. Oh, wait a minute, that's not right, because it gets imprinted in your brain somewhere. 729-3776-888. Say ESPN. So hey, you asked before the break, Jay, do I think that the Suns can win a game six at home? I do. I think that when you got KD and Booker at home, you can force a game seven. That series, to me, feels like a home series. Denver wins because they have home court. But we shall see. Which team, home team, up 3-2 needs to win game six more? Reno in Houston, you're on KJM.
Love the show, man. I'm a second time caller. But, yeah, I definitely believe it's the Lakers. I don't think they got much playoff experience on their team, do they, other than Davis, LeBron, and Tristan?
D'Lo a little bit in Minnesota, a little bit, yeah.
Schroeder too,
okay,
right?
Schroeder too.
But yeah, and I think they're prepping for injury, man. LeBron with the foot, him with the head. They probably going to look for some excuses next game.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Ain't no excuses, man. We're going to be all right. We're all right.
All right.
Yeah, they all in at home. Hey, real quick, Max, on top of your point, one of the reasons why I think I favor Denver tonight, I have them closing out on the road, is CP3 not playing again, and Ayton is questionable.
You sure that hurts them?
His rib injury.
You sure that hurts him?
I mean, it helps you with depth. I mean, Jock Landale has been playing a lot of minutes. I mean, he's going to be a starter. So, either way, that's barbecue chicken.
Still waiting on the KD game. Still waiting for 50 from 45 from KD.
Might be waiting for that.
Might be waiting. James
is the one.
James in Queens, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
How's it going, man?
What's going on, James?
What's up,
James? Been following Max since first take, and you know, of course, definitely. Listen, and Jay Wills, I need you on this, bro.
All right.
I'm telling you, Kevon Looney was playing dirty. Look at that hit against on. Like, he's flailing his arms, bro. Like, he's trying to do. He's smart. He's a savant. Like, he did a slick where you can't even notice. Yeah, I'm telling you, that hit, that play against Anthony Davis, he's trying to hit people on the low, like trying to do dirty stuff. But I think the Lakers going to take this one. But, Jake, Wills, look at that hit, man. I'm telling you, he's filling his arms. I think that was a dirty play.
All right, so? Jimmy. Let's see the video again. Let's go, TV team. Let's do it. Let's go in slow-mo. Yeah. We're on ESPN2 right now. Let's get a slow-mo. I didn't see a dirty hit, but – maybe I missed it.
But the kind where he's being slick with it.
Slick with it.
Kevon Looney's a real good player, in my opinion. Underrated.
That is.
I can see that. His arm
is
extended.
That's a high swing through. Let's see. Left arm swing through. No.
It's hard. That angle doesn't look like it. But the other angle.
If you're going to be turning, you go for the ball. Oof.
Yeah, it depends what angle. I could see from certain angles what he's talking about, Jay.
Oh, no. Jimmy, you may be on to something here. Like, it's. Because if you're going for a rebound, I mean, you swing your left arm through like that. Left arm comes down, then the left arm comes up over the top. But
it's not meant to knock anyone out.
It's not
out.
Meant to knock anybody
it's
out,
what it's meant is to extract a price. Like, it's like, hey, if you come in here, there's going to be a little cost, right? One of those kind of swings.
I mean, look, man, he didn't get hit with an elbow. He got hit, like, right in between the elbow and the wrist, right? The forearm.
Forearm, yeah.
But, like,
is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's called. I don't know. The coffee has not kicked in yet.
But it even looked like the meaty part, not the bone of the forearm.
But back
you know?
To Jimmy's point, though, like, yo, you get hit. I know dudes that hit people to see how they react. So, like, let's not act like there aren't these nicknames, AD street clothes that people talk about. Players hear that. So, why wouldn't – I told y'all how I think. Why wouldn't you hit him?
I'm not saying
it's malicious, though, Key, but also, like, I am making it a point, if I'm another big, to body check, to hit AD as much as possible, because I want to see how you withstand that.
It's not free to come in here. There is a cost, right?
Yes.
There's some kind of cost. It didn't look like I'm trying to knock him out. I'm trying to let you know there's a price to pay. Are you sure you always want to live in here?
And, Key, sometimes AD be coming through the paint, and he don't really be getting hit like that, and he be falling. So it's like, if you're seeing that, you know what I mean? There were a couple times last night where he goes in almost flailing before he gets hit. So if you're seeing that, okay, you don't come in here, you don't get hit a couple times too.
What I love is guys like me in bed. you know, comfortable watching, going, oh, you can't take that hit. Get up. Don't be soft.
No, but it's also guys who have played the game for a long time saying the same thing.
So no doubt. Listen,
it's not just fans saying this.
In boxing, like the knockout spots, the spots that generally hurt you are your temple, point to the chin. Seems like he took it mostly on the jaw. Didn't seem like an elbow. Seemed like a forearm on the jaw. But everyone reacts
that's
to shots
between
differently.
Between the elbow and the wrist.
Yes.
Between the elbow and the wrist. Yes. That is that the technical term for that, I believe, is forearm. Jimmy Joe Pesci, kid, you're on KJM.
Oh, Joey.
I didn't.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Man, I'm smarter and faster than I was last time I called. Blessings
Thank God,
on blessings.
Joe. Thank God. Go
Thank
ahead.
You. So listen, this is two parts right here, and I was going to stick with one part. But the guy that just called, man, like these callers, you guys aren't screening the calls, man. You can't let everybody on, man.
Nuno?
Just say, hey, thank you. Just say thank you, you know, blessing. We'll call back next week, man. The guy is making excuses. The guy is seeing phantom punches, man. The guy is seeing things in his head. Oh, why my team is losing? They can't lose. So they're losing because the Warriors are playing dirty. That's all he's doing, man. He's seeing things that's not there. Phantom punches, man.
Well, Joey, you may be onto something. Nuno, let's address it here. Why are you not doing a better job screening callers, Nuno?
Did it not allow you to break down that video and wonder?
Nuno.
And we got
this. Nuno there?
Yeah, you talk to him, Joe. Talk to him, Joe.
Well, we got 30 seconds here.
Hey, Jimmy Joe, I consider not putting you on.
Hey, Nuno, you can address Joe. He's trying to talk to you, not me.
Don't do that to me. Nuno, don't do that to me. Hey, listen, the second part, the question who's most important to win game six? The team that's losing.
10 seconds.
The team that's down. Whatever
Five
the team
seconds.
Is down needs to win.
Three
Four,
seconds.
Three. Max?
Is it in LeBron to give us a legendary LeBron playoff performance in Game 6?
That was way more than 3 seconds.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.